Listen, we are not going through all of that again. Hi. Hello. Hello. Welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me. Listen, yo, it was crazy in here for a second. But it is me. It is me. Your girl, Labor Lee, aka Kat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Child, listen, today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get into the trending topics. And that could vary depending on what's going on at the moment. But we get into the trending topics. We talk about it. We have a discussion. We're adults here. Why not? But that's what we do on the Media Monday. Before we get started, though, y'all, it's so much going on right now. It's crazy. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Let me get to the things that I need to say, which is this. Join the conversation. Yes, join the conversation. You can drop a comment. You can call in or text. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. It is scrolling at the bottom of the screen. And as I say all the things that I have to say, it will be scrolling up the bottom of the screen for the rest of the night. Rock, why must you torment me? Why must you torment me? Hi, Rock. I don't even know what to say to him. Thank you, Doc, honey. Thank you for letting me know everything's good. Why must you torment me? I don't even be doing nothing to you. You just come and you just start tormenting me. I'm not playing with you. anyway, if you would like to talk to us about anything, whether it be business, you have some gab you want to spread our way, you just want to say hi, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Yes, baby. Yes, baby. Yes. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription. They are greatly appreciated. Speaking of like, big shout out to B. Moore Johnson for the early like. I see you, boo-boo. Thank you. You know, since he want to torment me, thank you, Doc. Hold on, let me get this one thing off my chest, and then I'm gonna address that in a minute, because he just loved to torment me, and I don't appreciate it. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Yeah, for sure. We got some things to talk about today, but let's address this first. Thank you, Doc. I'm glad you brought that up. Tomorrow is Taco Tuesday. Am I getting my tacos? Since you want to come over here and you want to torment me so much? Huh? Huh? Yeah. Anyway, so like I was saying, so much going on right now. In the world, we are getting closer to our event day. I'm excited about that. Business is business, son. It is what it is. Oh no, don't give me no eyes now. Yeah, I had a question, a valid question. Tomorrow is Taco Tuesday, and you want to come here? You want to torment me today? You want to torment me? This with this, yeah, we got questions about tacos, but anyway, so there's a lot going on in the world, not only just in the ambitiously entertainment hemisphere, but in the world, so much is going on. So, I was trying to give this election year, the benefit of the doubt. I really want to say, in my opinion, it's slim pickings. I'll just say that. But of course, Kamala and Trump had their little debate thingy situation. I was getting ready to make up a word for this situation, but I don't. So Wyclef is not amused by Donald Trump's bizarre debate tangents about Haitian immigrants supposedly eating household pets. He says that America needs to strictly focus on the facts of this election. I concur, sir. Wyclef says that I will be forever grateful for my family's life, for having a fair chance to live what's called the American dream. Okay. One of our greatest assets in America is that we are a country of immigrants. This is a fact. This is what Clough says. I speak from the heart when I say Haitian people living in the United States are good neighbors and good people, and we care about humanity and we care about our neighbors. Listen, I'm going to need to say this because I don't want to stand on this too tough, which I'm glad Wyclef is like stepping up and saying something about this situation. Here's the whole thing. Haitian people have been in this country for a long time. Why now all of a sudden are they a target? That's weirdo movement right there. Again, I'm going to repeat myself. Haitian people have been in this country for a very long time. Why now is that who you choose to target? And then, on top of that, these are the words that you choose to say. All right, hear me out, though. For as much as they're giving Biden flack about his old age, him and Trump are about the same age. If not, maybe a couple of years apart. Just, that's all I'm saying. So I want to say that those comments more so are due to old age, but you can't say that with this guy because he telling people to grab him by the chocha. So I don't know that this is that either. All I know is that he is an old man now. So as much as everybody was talking about Joe Biden and his age, you got Donald Trump, who is equally as old, if not by a couple of years. And I don't think he's... Well, I never thought he was he possessed the capabilities, because I can't get it out right now. I'm tongue-tied. But he possessed the capabilities to lead this nation into, what did they say, make America great again, into greatness. It was whatever. That's a whole nother conversation. But I never thought he possessed the capabilities to do so. But now we're in a situation, like I said, this is slim pickings. We don't really have many options this go around, and it's weird. And I don't like, I'm almost, okay, whatever. Nah, I'm going to shut my mouth at that point. But I will say, this is a thing. This is a thing. This is a thing. And I'm very upset about the fact that Haitian people are the target now. Like, that's weird. And you talking about a community of people that's been in this country forever. I feel some kind of way about it. I do. Let's get to this whole Lil Wayne thing. Birthday twin! Our birthday is coming up. That's why he and his feelings. I'm gonna be honest with you. We get a little bit more emotional, especially the male gender of the sign, when we, you know, when our birthday is coming, because we feel like everything should be ours because we're Libras and it should. I'm just saying. Just like I should have my tacos, but whatever, right? Whatever. I at least expect some tacos for the birthday week, at least, even though my birthday is on a Friday, but whatever. I'm still doing the show on a Friday, though. But birthday twin, I get it. We're emotional at this time of year. Our birthday is coming up on September the 27th. And, you know, I understand how you feel right now. I do. It's going to be in your town. One would think that because it's going to be in your town again, that they would call upon you. But here's the thing. I haven't really seen them focus, even before Jay-Z came on board, them focus on the talent being from that specific town. And there is a soundbite of Jay-Z saying that that's not what he wanted to focus on. He didn't want to focus on trying to get artists from that town, more so of the whole entertainment aspect of it. And he said that well before this whole Kendrick situation took place. He said that a while ago. Let me see. Last year, LA and Dre lucked up. You see what I'm saying? Like, that was a thing. And I think that people forget that this is a business. And I hate to always go back to saying this, but it is. All of this is a business. So you got to think about what economically makes sense when it comes to this business here that we're in, this entertainment business. And I beg you to look at it from different points of view. You can always make your own assumption about how this is supposed to go, but just hear me out. Just hear me out. In 2024, who has made the most noise? In 2024, in the hip-hop department, even in entertainment period, in 2024, who has made the most noise? In all avenues. No, not Petty Boots. Petty Boots is a part of the noise. Yeah. Oh, he was the main point of the noise. But it wasn't Petty Boots. It was Kendrick. And so, he already did the one squeaky wheels. But he already had made an appearance on the Super Bowl stage. So now he's going to make another one. I mean, it just, whatever. So, birthday twin is speaking out after not being selected to perform at the 2025 Super Bowl halftime show. And he's not mentioning words. Thought they were too. He's not missing words. The snub has left him devastated. Wayne took the IG on Friday morning where he spoke directly to his fans in an earnest video, thanking them for their support. And over the past several days and explaining how disappointed he is not to be chosen to take the stage in New Orleans. Now, I feel like maybe there could have been a compromise. Like, maybe just maybe, you could have gave Wayne and Kendrick the stage, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Or maybe, and again, we don't know who Kendrick, what Kendrick got up his sleeve either. So I don't know. Thought that he was getting the dark. But Kendrick won. Just good timing. I mean, yeah. And I think with, and it don't hurt that this is, I don't know if he's still underway, but this is your artist that this is the reason why things are working out the way that they're working. I mean, I don't want to go down the Drake rabbit hole right now, things that are happening right now in his world. Nor do I want to go back down the Kendrick rabbit hole, either of the things that's happening in his world. You can see all of these things happening. So it's not for me. I don't have to tell y'all what's happening, but it's looking a little crazy. Seriously, if Wayne showed they brought no limit, that would have been an event for the no. Yeah, it would have been an event for the no. But see, you know that the NFL is not thinking about it being an event for the no. They're thinking about it being an event for the NFL. It's that simple. That's who they are thinking about. What is going to put money in their pockets? Right now, Kendrick is making all the noise, and he's making all the noise for across the board. You feel me? Like, I mean, across the board, he's making noise. Even a little clear churn around here talking about they not like us. Across the board. You feel me? I think everybody got to look at the bigger facts and not what we want it to be. That would be monumental for New Orleans. But that's not what's going on. Clear people don't care about no daggone no limit, nor do they care about no daggone Lil Wayne. Like, Lil Wayne is cool, but is that going? Nah. They looking for big ticket, big ticket items right now. And right now, Kendrick is the trend. He is where it's at. So you gotta go with the feds. Sorry. Speaking of people who did halftime shows, let's get to this Eminem situation. So Eminem, we mean Slim Shady, is going out with a bang and still kicking the diddler while he's down in his new debut album, The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace. Expanded Mourners Edition. Oh my gosh, Eminem, you are crazy. On the updated version of Fuel, Eminem recruits Shady Records rapper Westside Boogie and Grip, and dedicates part of his verse to digging up the skeletons of rap's most infamous unsolved homicides. Eminem ain't, and see, Eminem ain't been letting off a Diddy neck for a while. With a frantic flow, Eminem flames Diddy on the song with the lyrics Fuel Remix. Oh my gosh. As y'all know, Diddy at one point in time was the king of remixes. So it's ironic that it's on a remix. But anyway, so who'll be picked next? Whose name gonna be next up? Notorious Big's death with the domino effect after Tupac's murder. Like facial tissue, whose clock could I claim next? Puffs. Oh, Puffs. And then he says, till he's in police cuffs, guilty. He set up. Oh, wait a minute. Like, oh, wait a minute, Eminem. Here's a little bit. Oh, child. Eminem is not out here playing. Oh, he going through Diddy head. Like, G never turned himself in. Who knows all of the murders that how many there have been. Listen, so I don't know if I should. Oh, not that I want to be, but all right. All right. Well, I guess he calling for him to be in cops. I believe that. I don't know, because I never. The whole G line to like G never turned himself in, because remember, it, supposedly G Def turned himself in. Who knows all the urders they all have been. So how many? And y'all remember G Def turned himself in. G Def turned himself in for a charge, a urder charge. I'm trying to say it without saying the words, but for urder charge. So that's crazy. So the original version of the song features J. Cole's artist and slices and dices Diddy over the Cassie assault video and his past conduct. Listen, Eminem said he is not playing with Diddy. Unsolved crime, yeah. But said he think it was him. He been said he thought it was him, because remember when they was going through the whole thing with Machine Gun Kelly? He said it then. Like, he been, and that couldn't have been the first time that he thought it either. So he been thought it was him. Now he just really, really going after and really saying he believe that it's him now. And that's, it's so much going on with this dude. Diddy is crazy. Now, like I told y'all Friday, well, I briefly told y'all on Friday, that y'all know when it comes to these court cases, I get them. If you want this court case, this Don Richard court case, go to the website, www. Let me put this on the screen real quick. Hold on. Go to the website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, because all you got to do is go to our app. Hold on. Go to our app, and you will be able to download this case. It's available right now. It's already on there. You know what I mean? So you can get it. Now, you got Dawn already suing Diddy for what she says has been done to her. We can't prove it. We can't not prove it. But she does have a case. It's interesting to see what's going to happen with this case, right? But then, remember, Dawn was in the group Dirty Money with him and the girl Kalena. Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it, Kalena Harper, who was also on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. She was on there for a while. So when asked, you know, her input on the situation, she says she never saw Diddy getting abusive with Cassie, contrary to the claims in the new lawsuit. And Kalina's Diddy Dirty Money bandmate Don Richard sued Diddy this week, claiming that she and Kalina witnessed Diddy throw Cassie against the wall, choke her, hurl a scalding pan of eggs at her, and drag her up a flight of stairs as I'm at his LA home. Now, I'm not going to go too deep. I just wanted to give an example of what Don is claiming and what Kalena is saying that she did not see. Oh, Kalena is saying that she did not see. So that's the whole thing. So then that makes me think, did he get to her already? And he like, long as you don't say nothing, everything be good. Shut your mouth. I got you. I got you early. And he gave her some money. And then she like, I don't see nothing. Or is it maybe she just got a strong loyalty to him? Dirty money is dirty money name is so nasty to say right now. Yeah, but that's what it was. It was dirty money. So did he give her dirty money? I'm just saying. So we are gonna get into, I wanted to hop into this Kanye case, but I'm very interested to see what Dawn has to say in her case. So I think we are gonna go ahead and hop into, because Kanye case ain't going nowhere, into this case right here, because I need to. Like this, I need to get it done. So we're gonna hop into it later. But I just, Kalena said she ain't see nothing. Her eyes wasn't working at that moment. She ain't see nothing. It must have happened in the blink of a second. She blinked and then it happened, and then her eyes was back open and she ain't see nothing. Is what she said. The industry money got dirty from holding sinister secrets. I'm just saying, how the industry money been dirty? That's some of the dirtiest money you could come across. I'm trying to tell you. But yeah, Kalena said she ain't seen nothing. She ain't seen nothing, even if her eyes was open and it was happening right in front of her face. She did not see a damn thing. That's what she said. Now, speaking of, because we had to speak on Diddy a little bit, let's speak about his best friend that ain't his best friend right now. Let's talk about Jay-Z. JD said he got 99 problems, but not having a sport book in New Jersey ain't one of them. So, yes, he cut the ceremonial ribbon to celebrate the first sport book in the Garden State. I couldn't even get it out. That's like a tongue twister. Forgive me. The rapper hit Atlantic City Sunday, hosting the grand opening of the sportbook at Ocean Casino Resort, pulling out a giant pair of scissors and cutting away at a giant blue ribbon. I'm betting and gaming CEO Matt King and Ocean Casino Resort General Manager Bill Callen were also on hand at the event. So, founder and CEO of Fanatics, Michael Rubin, joined Jay-Z, cheering wildly when the scissors sliced through. This, I'm gonna say this. That's why I say his best friend. That's not his best friend right now. The more that the stuff goes on with this Diddy situation, the more that I believe certain elements when they say pay attention to Jay-Z and his movements right now. And I'm just going to say that. I say, these are way bigger steps than Diddy could ever have taken. I will give Jay-Z that. His moves are not moves of, when you now, when you see him in business deals, you don't necessarily, like, you might get like a picture of like a ribbon cutting or whatever, but you don't really know that these things are happening behind the scene. It's a little bit less boastful when it comes to him and doing business versus with how Diddy would handle business. And it worked for Diddy, but I just, you know, that only goes but so far. It doesn't work for everybody. And so I think that his way of moving is a little bit different. But then at the same...
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time they both know how to get in the rooms with the right people to set up the right deals. But I think that Jay-Z knows how to set up the better deals versus maybe perhaps Diddy, or even perhaps his ex-partner Dame Dash. I just think he know who the right people is that he need to sit at the table with. I don't know if y'all catching on to what I'm saying, but now that Diddy is being pushed to the side, I'm interested to see how the rest of this plays out. I really am. So, yeah, that's that. What y'all think? But Jay-Z still out here making power moves. And then everybody is like, oh, well, he not saying much. He not saying anything about this Diddy situation. Why would he say anything right now? Why would he put himself in that situation? It's like inserting yourself in the conversations that had nothing to do with you. I hate people that do that. I'm not going to lie to you. Please do not insert yourself in my conversation that has nothing to do with you. If I'm having a conversation with a person right here, do not insert yourself into that conversation that I'm having with this person. Jay-Z, I'm a businessman, not a businessman. Yeah, basically, that's what he's saying. I'm going to just say certain people have been saying pay attention. And I'm going to also say that they've been saying, I'm not saying, but they've been saying, but I'm going to tell you, the more I look at it, the more it's making more sense. They've been saying that if pay attention to Jay-Z is moving people out the way, out of his way. That's what the word on the street is. Like I said, I didn't say it, they've been saying, but allegedly they just said pay attention to what's going on. And like I said, these moves, I don't think Diddy could have ever fathomed. You feel me? Like, these are some major moves. You feel me? The business levels is different, I guess. I don't know. Maybe, the business increment is different. But, yeah. Yeah. And I think because he already had experience in Atlantic City where he had the 40-40 club, that plays a part to it. But it's different. It's levels. And like I said, they had said, I'm just saying what they had said. But the more I see, the more it makes sense. Like I said, I don't know, but the more I see, the more it makes sense to what they have said. I'll just say that. You already know. The sleuth is on the case. You already know the sleuth is on the case. But the more I like, and it's not that I want to see these things. It's just the more that I see, the more. Okay, well, this makes a lot of sense. Like the people that y'all might have deemed crazy before, not so much now. Not so much. Not so much. Oh, I was looking for my water. Not so much. Not so crazy. Because some things are making absolute freaking sense. I'm just saying. So go a little light on the crazy part. You feel me? Because you just don't know what people have seen or what they know or who they've been around. You don't know who the fly on the wall is. You just don't know. So just a little light on the crazy. They might be a little nutty. But I don't know if they're absolutely crazy. And think about it like this, too. When it comes to terms of people wanting you, like when they don't want other people to believe what you're saying about them, even though what they say, what you're saying about them could be absolutely 1,000% true, but they don't want nobody to know that this is true. So what do they tell people? They're crazy. I'm not crazy. I know the truth. And because I know the truth, God, they may be crazy, but one day the truth is going to set you free. But that's what they tell you when you got information that they don't want anybody else to know. You paint the person as crazy. And then nobody believes them because you done said they crazy. And everybody like, double blase blah. She crazy. They go such and such. He is a nutcase. You heard about him? You see what I'm saying? Like, that's how it usually works. So go a little light on the crazy, all right? That's all I'm saying. Go a little light on the crazy because you don't know who is telling the absolute truth. In this world. Doc, you better say it again. Doc said a broken clock is right 2 times a day. You better say that again. It's on the screen, so you don't got to say it again. But so it's just there. But you better say that again. A little light on the crazy. You don't know who know what. You don't know who know what. Yeah, Doc, I'm sorry. I said you better say it again, but it's on the screen, so you don't have to say it again. But yeah, a broken clock is right 2 times a day. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't that the truth? You better tell them. Child, you better tell them. Because sometimes people, oh, this person crazy. This person crazy. They be telling you a whole story. And because you perceive that they're crazy because somebody told you that they was crazy, which in part, they might be a little loony. Nobody's taken away from that. But because that's what you've been told, and you run with it. You're like, yeah, that person crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. They just talking out the side of their neck. There's a nothing. And then there you have it. Now, they done told you all the truth in the world, and you ain't listened to not a nair bit of it because you said they crazy. I'm just saying. Everybody ain't crazy. And especially everybody that's telling, like, similar stories. I kind of believe those stories, especially if they are similar in storytelling and come from different storytellers. Yeah. If they resemble a pattern, I could probably run with it. Like, yep, I kind of probably believe this one right here. This is why I like going through court cases, because everybody ain't sitting in the same when they writing these briefs. Everybody's not sitting in the office with the same lawyer. And everybody's story is not going to be told the same way. So, yeah. I just like to find the patterns. I like to connect the dots. That's all. So, that's it. All right, y'all. It's time for me to get to one of my favorite parts of the show. First, I'm going to give my live love, because I love you guys. Thank you for anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you guys so much. And there's so much more to come, and I can't wait to give it to you. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to give it to you. I can't. I really can't. So thank you for all the live love. Doc said, dot, cat knows, or we'll find out. I'm just saying. And then when I find out, it really make it easy for me to put the, sometimes I just wish my brain to shut off. But once I got the cases, then it really turned on. And so I feel like in this particular situation, all of the dots are connecting, but whatever, we'll get to it. But yeah. I want to give thank you all for all of the live love. I appreciate y'all. But these people I'm about to talk to, these people are my listening audience. I love them. They love me. We love. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much to them. It's time for the love notes. How do we come up with the name Love Notes? I used to call it Love Dot. I used to call it Show Notes. We used to bicker about it. We did. And then eventually we came to the compromise, where we just started calling it Love Notes, because I wasn't calling it no show notes. That was not cute at all. I gotta get this off the screen real quick. I don't care what Doc's are. He also said that I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not, but it was a lot of papers. But in all fairness, it was a lot of city, states, and countries on these said documents. But now we have done something amazing. We've made amazing strides in our podcasting journey, and we don't do that anymore. We've gone green. Mm-hmm. We have gone green. Let me tell you, child. You know, we had to start thinking about the environment over here, too. You know, and so this is how we do it now. Check this out. It's all love. Thank you for all of the love. I want to give a big shout out to my top six, baby. The United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. Oh my goodness, I love you, boo. Thank you for your constant support. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love and support. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, Nepal. I love you all. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, boos. I love you too. Last but not least, Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, and Lithuania, and Sweden. I love you guys too. Oh my gosh, I love you guys so much. You guys are super dope, and thank you for coming and, you know, supporting, and just thanks for the love, man. Yeah, Doc, you better tell them, hit that like button and tune in. There's some good things happening over here. Speaking of good things, make sure y'all are here on September the 28th. We got a little party we putting together. Nothing spectacular, but you know, a little live entertainment. We got our DJ Rukasey going to be in the building on ones and twos. We got Bomb, Linwood, King Knox. We doing some things. And so I feel like y'all should tune in for this situation. It's going to be good. And you could kind of call this like my birthday party, even though it's the the day after my birthday, but whatever, you could kind of call this like my birthday party. It should be fun. It should be so fun. So we're gonna have a good old time. Good old time. Make sure you're here for that. I told y'all we now have available on our website our skincare product, well, some of our skincare product lines. We want to keep it simple, so we started with certain ones. One that I will be showcasing, I'm actually working on a video for it right now, is actually a product that I started using it, but now that I produce it, I'm using it more, which is the raw shea butter. And it's good for your skincare, not just your skin, but your hair too. So I've started a new hair. Oh, I don't know if y'all noticed. I took the wig off and now back to my normal hair. But I'm starting a new, I've started a new hair care regimen, and raw shea butter is a part of that regimen. So, you know, enjoying my journey. Told you these products that I'm selling are products that I actually want to use. Not gonna sell to y'all any products that I wouldn't use on myself. By the way, the raw shea butter is gender neutral. So if you got a beard, you know, beard upkeep is good for that. It's vitamin A and vitamin E. You need these essential oils in your life. Or minerals, vitamins, you need them. So just, it is what it is. So stay tuned. We got some things going on with that. And I'm going to be giving away some products too. So, yeah. Anyway. All right. Let me say the things that I got to say. Running my mouth. It's okay. Join the conversation. You can call in or text. Don't be like Rock and be lying to me, yo. Because I can't take you. I already got him. I don't need no extras. But anyway, you can call in or text. The number's 443-780-5978. Just know that you will be live on air if you do decide to call in. I had to look and make sure he ain't tight. No, he ain't do none of that. But whatever the case may be, just don't be like Rock. Don't antagonize me and play with my emotions. He be doing that all the time. If you want to talk to us about anything, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Yes, baby. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription. I greatly appreciate it, especially those likes. Hit the like button. Hit it. I do not take requests because any music video that I play on this podcast, I have permission to play. Written, visual, audio, electronic, you name it, I got it. So that's why I don't take requests for videos. As far as when it comes to my DJ, he already does this thing. If I take one request, then I have to start taking all requests. And I'm not letting y'all do that to my DJ. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. No, sorry, Bob. So, yeah, we don't take requests. It's not trying to be rude and just letting you know the process and the order of things over here. It runs smoothly when we do it the right way. Okay? Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. That is the gateway to all things ambitious. Go over there. Check out the website. Actually, this live stream is one. And on the website right now, you can do all things on that website. Go to our app, go listen to the radio station, go listen to previous episodes, go watch previous episodes, go get some skincare products so you can be glowing. So many things you can do over there. Go over there. That's all I'm saying. We are still trying to build up our coffee community so that we can have enlightening, taboo, titillating conversation. And so that I can cuss whenever I feel like it. I hate censorship. I don't want to be censored. I just want to be free. I got to break free. Just let me be free. My Harley, well, four of my Harleys who are temporarily free, because I feel like I'm not going to speak that up, but it could happen. One is still in prison, so let me just shut up. Big shout out to our DJ, Rukazy. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Hold up, go DJ, because that's my DJ. Salute to DJ Rukazy. Yeah, man. Y'all better stop playing with my DJ. No, I'm not taking y'all requests so y'all can get on his nerves. Get out of here. No. Big shout out to DJ Rukazy. Looking forward to our next mix on our Fire Friday tip, because he gives it to us and we like it. Oh, we like it. Let us know how y'all feel about these mixes also. We would like to know. It's a wonderful thing to know how y'all feel about these things. He be watching. He be wanting to know too. We want to know. And that's that. Child. I'm just looking for water everywhere right now. Just give me water. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for the tap in. Both parties will be here for this. I'm happy about this. I missed Doc the last time. And then I got hurt on Wednesday, so I wasn't here. So I kind of miss my partner and good. Can't wait to see his face. So make sure y'all tune in for that tomorrow evening. Yes. Yes. Okay. It is now time for me. Oh, I'm doing good, maybe. Maybe. I'm doing a little good tonight, maybe. Y'all better make sure y'all save the date. It's coming. It's happening. It's around the corner. Like, really, literally around the corner. Save that date, man. Lock it in. Lock it in. And make sure y'all go to the website and check out our new skincare line. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this is happening. Like, it's happening in the way in which I really originally wanted it to happen in the first place. I did not want to partner with other brands to help, like other beauty brands, or I wanted my own. I wanted something that I really can honestly get behind and say, like, I really honestly use this. And I wasn't looking for something. I needed it to be natural. Natural elements. Natural. And so I'm excited that this has finally happened, and it's extraordinary. It's not going to be easy, but I believe in it. So, you know, hey, as long as I believe in it, it's going to work, baby. But anyway, so it is now time for me to say the things. I'm a little early tonight, but I'm kind of glad, because this thing that I say at the end of the night takes a little while sometimes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it takes a while. Yeah, all natural. Doc, that's all I'm saying. I wanted natural products, and so that's what we get into, all natural products. So, like I said, I'm actually doing a little homage to, like I said, the raw shea butter, because, like I said, this is a new regimen that I'm going through right now, and so I would like to talk to y'all. Well, you know, I want to see, well, my hair is pretty healthy right now, but I want to see the progress in this new regimen versus my regular hair care regimen. So we're gonna see. So now, like I was saying, it's time for you to say the things that I say at the end of this podcast, because they are very vital and important, and some things just must be said. Sometimes I have to give out fair warnings. This is very important to the enlightenment of society. I'm just saying. Well, first things first, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. It's not. It's really not. suffering media in my days like today. When I come inside everybody's business. I've been doing good on the tech, and I haven't been telling everybody's business on the tech thing. The wire tap, I'm definitely telling you business. Don't have a case. I'm reading it. I'm telling you business because you shouldn't be depraved and disgusting. And so because you are that, I'm reading your court case. Wire tap, I think I saw more of my business on that. But the point is, mind your business. It's a safer way to live your life, just minding your business. It's just so comforting. Yeah, I don't think on this app that I've been telling nobody business lately. I don't think so. Oh my, again. But mind your business. That's the point. Mind your business. Okay. It's safer that way. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Ooh, child. Love and hug on your babies. And tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. Man, your encouragement goes a long way. I will say this. I can't speak for all parents, but I will speak for my situation. At the end of the day, when my child gets off of that school bus and she sees my face, and just to see it, her face light up when she sees my face is one of the best things ever. Letting her know how important she is to me is one of the best things that I could ever do. I really love her so much, and I will take every inch of this responsibility because I was blessed with it. If you have children, you are blessed with it too. So tell them babies that you love them and encourage them to be great. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else, the engineer, whatever the hell else they do over there in NASA. I don't know, space. Get yourself a telescope. I'm encouraging everybody to get a telescope. If they want to work for NASCAR, it's time to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, and I'm quite sure they got engineers over there. I don't know. What I do know is they had a need for speed. Well, they have a need for speed. At one point in time, they used to love muscle cars, and I will forever love a muscle car. So, yeah, whatever the case may be, whatever the job that they decide to do when they get older, just tell them to be the best at it. Encourage them to be the GOATs, the greatest of all times at everything that they choose to do. It's just that simple. That simple. It is now time, my friends. It is now time for the part that some may dread, some may not. It's called a fair warning. Call it a fair warning because if you know, then you know. And then therefore, you can't say you didn't know because I already told you it's a fair warning. It's a fair warning. Stay in your lane. Okay? Your lane is over there. That way. My lane is over here. This way. We should not be intersecting at any point in time. What you're going to get when you jump into my lane is not nice. She's not pretty. She's not what you feel like she should be. She is a bitch. So I always tell you, do not break the glass and do not push the button. Those two things will save you from a lot of drama and bullshit. Just don't do it. Okay? Leave me outside. Doing what it is that lionesses do. Just don't do it. You jump into my lane, you're going to get this. You don't want her. You do not want her. You don't want her. It's not cute. And usually what happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision and who the fuck needs that. No, you don't want that. You want this. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good stuff. Or at least her child, at least her. Big purr, you big freaking purr, bitches. I'm telling you, just who needs the collision? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane. Which leads me to my next point, which is pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you just gotta be like, you know what, you got this. I'ma pray for you, but you got this. And you keep on moving because you really should be focused on the war. See, J. Cole was smart. He listened to me. Been telling y'all that boy listened to me. Focus on the world. Or fuck them battles, man. I'm worried about the war. And Mobb Deep been told y'all that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. I'm trying. Just bear with me. I'm trying. It is very hard for me not to recite the rest of these lyrics because I want to. But Mobb Deep told y'all. They told y'all. And they told y'all this a long time ago. And they was quite young when they told y'all. But I don't know if y'all was listening. But you should have been listening. It's a war going on outside. Everybody is fighting this war. So worry about the war and fuck them little bullshit ass battles. Yeah, don't worry about it. Another person that listened to me, that's all, even though she popped up, but I don't know. Be who you are. Be who you're supposed to be. Don't let nobody tell you any different. Like, they're going to tell you you're supposed to be this way, you're supposed to be that way, this, that, eat like this, talk like this, walk like this, move like this. No matter what it is that you do, you're never going to completely satisfy anybody. So instead of worrying about making them happy and satisfying them, worry about making you happy. You can add to their happiness, but your happiness is the only, you're the only person that really can truly give you happiness, just like they're the only ones that really can truly find or give themselves happiness. You just add to it. So in the meantime, between time, just worry about you, boo. You know, you come into this world, even if you're a twin, by yourself, and you will leave by yourself. So worry about making this the best life that you have. And that's how I feel about that. So just be you, boo. Okay. All right, y'all. Oh, child. Told you I'm glad I started when I started. Because actually, I ended on key. I ended on key. Because it is actually 10:30 exactly. And so, y'all, don't be afraid to let me know what y'all think about when it comes to the things that we was talking about today. We did have, yeah, we good for the tap in, babe. We had a few discussions. We talked about Jay-Z's big business acumen. We talked about Kalina says she didn't see nothing. Eminem not even playing with Diddy. He's still going after his jugular. Y-Class, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you because I need him to stop saying stupid shit. And he old too, y'all. Y'all ain't think about that. Look, birthday twin is going to be all right. It's going to be all right. All right? You know what I mean? Everything going to be all right. My mental health is always great, Doc. You know what I mean? This is why I spend a lot of time by myself. My legs are good because I'm pacing myself and all that good stuff. I'll be good. Everything's going to be copacetic for tomorrow. And yes, the year is 2022, which is going to be interesting because we've never gone this close, but we're going to see what happens. Maybe my Harleys go back to prison. Who knows? But yeah, so we will see you tomorrow night. I have to get out of here because I have to get ready for school tomorrow because I am a parent before I am anything. And we got school in the morning and I got to go to bed. Love y'all. I got to get out of here. Good night. Bye.
Oh, yeah. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.